Hey, everybody. Welcome to Matt Likes Girls. I'm Matt Riggs, your host of this podcast. This week, we are joined by a lovely young lady named Lisa Loretta. Lisa Loretta is a comedian here in the city of Chicago. She's someone that I didn't know very well, but I've always enjoyed seeing out and about in the city of Chicago, so it was nice to spend a little time with her. You'll notice in this episode that it's, it's different than the conversation I have with Julie, because Julie and I have known each other for a very long time. It's a little more, just kind of like jokey around sort of stuff. And I don't mean that in any way bad towards Lisa. That's just how, we get along. And as the episode moves forward, you'll hear us, address it. It folds in upon itself a lot. And it was a fun time. I enjoyed it. There was a part of me that was a little, I don't know, because I'd never talked to her for longer than like 2 to 10 minutes before. So I wasn't sure exactly how it was going to go. And I feel like it went well. I listened to it, and it's definitely not two old friends chatting like it was last week, but it's definitely entertaining. And we bit it up a little bit more. For those of you who don't do comedy, it just means we kind of like joke around and stuff more. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. I guess at this point in time I should talk about myself. I'm doing pretty good. Life's all right. I've been sick. I worked on a little short film with my friend Ryan on Sunday, and I was outside the whole time. And I didn't know I was going to be outside the whole time, so I didn't bring the appropriate winter wear, and it was very cold, and I got very cold, very cold. But it was really fun. I get to be a really cool character, so it was a good time. I don't really have any shows to promote, but every Saturday night, if you're living here in Chicago, please check out The Joint, 650 North Dearborn, 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30 for your Funniest Friends show. This week we got a great show. Our YFF founder, Joe Fernandez, John McBride, Mikey Maker, and Drew Michael, hosted by Megan Gailey. I might be involved in some sort of way as well. So check that out. And as always, please check out all the podcasts on the Matt Riggs Network. I hope that's what it's never called. But Bad News, Good Timing with Joe Fernandez, Talking Traz with Dan Friesen, and The Matt Riggs Show with Matt Riggs. So before I get bored hearing my own voice, let's take it away to Miss Lisa Loretta. So we'll just, if you could put it up like to your chin.
Okay.
Because it's not the best microphone in the world.
All right.
Because I don't have best microphone in the world money.
No. Who does?
I have like 43rd best microphone in the world money.
Okay. 43rd is enough.
It's a lot of microphones probably in the world.
It's decent.
Yeah. What's the best microphone you've ever used?
Oh, I don't know.
I was hoping you'd say the one you have right now.
This one
is
pretty great.
Is that the best microphone you've ever used?
It's up there. It's definitely top five.
It's good to know. So what have you been doing today?
I didn't do much. I sleep in.
Okay.
I sleep in usually till about noon.
Do you work a job?
I do work, but I only work 2 days a week.
That's got to be nice.
It is nice. Those 2 days are awful.
Yeah.
But
what do you do?
I'm a dog groomer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I make dogs hate me.
Sure.
And I, in turn, sometimes hate them.
Do you ever get a dog that just loves it? Loves being groomed?
No dog loves being groomed.
No?
No. I've never met one that's like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
They're excited at first, a lot of them, but then they realize what's happening.
Okay, so they like the original, like, getting wet and, like, kind of getting petted a little bit?
No, they like it until you put them in the tub, and then they're like, I see what's going on.
Okay.
And then they hate you for the rest of the time.
Do the people, they don't watch, do they? The people that
no.
own the dog?
Every now and then you get one that's like, my dog got hurt one time, so now I have to watch every time, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Okay.
Sometimes it's kind of nice because you get more company.
What is the largest dog that you've ever...
You ever watched? Irish Wolfhound is the largest dog that you could.
How large is that
dog? It's bigger than a Great Dane.
Okay.
It's the biggest dog in the world.
How large is a Great Dane?
Pound-wise...
Work your way down the size of dog.
Pound-wise, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think they can get up to, like, 5 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
If one were to stand up on its hind legs, yeah, it would be taller than me.
200 years.
It would be taller than me. Oh, sure. For sure.
And you watched it on your own?
Oh, yeah. They're the scaredest dogs that you get, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't.
So they're so big, but they're frightened?
They're frightened of everything. Well, Great Danes are. Wolfhounds are not as bad, but Great Danes are scared of pretty much everything.
What's your per bite average? How often do you get bit?
It depends on the day. Sometimes all day long I'll just get bit and scratched, and then other days I'll go a whole day without getting anything. So usually more scratches than bites, and then I get home from work looking like a cutter.
Yeah.
And it's...
Like a really bad cutter, like you tried to cut. Yeah.
But like I was just cutting all over my arms because I was just mad at music.
I'm so upset, but all I have are these scissors I had from kindergarten.
Yeah, pretty much. Safety scissors.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I called them scissors I had from kindergarten.
Well.
I called them that before I went to kindergarten. It was weird. Yeah. I was a very descriptive child. No, I wasn't. Actually, I was told later on in life that I didn't talk for like the first... Like 3 years of my life?
Sure, like Einstein.
Yeah, just like, is that true about Einstein?
He didn't talk until he was like 5 or 6.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So just tell people you were a genius.
Okay.
Start off with, I'm a genius, and
That's a good way to start, use that
as your backup.
Clearly I'm a genius.
I'm a genius, because guess what? Didn't talk until I was 3.
Well, I could talk, it was just my brother would answer for me. He'd be like, oh yeah, he wants a cookie.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Ooh.
It's kind of weird.
That's manipulative.
A little bit. Mm. But I probably ate the cookie, I would guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be fair, he was probably right a lot of the time.
Sure. So do you think that's like an ESP, or he just decided things for me?
I think he just wanted to be the boss.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. I don't know. I mean, I don't know your bro.
He's okay, but I could see him wanting to be the boss. He's got that kind of alpha male.
He's a leader, born leader.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Maybe with a little more confidence, he'd be a leader, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say your name at the beginning of the show, but Lisa Loretta is who I'm talking to.
That's me.
I do a little intro beforehand. You know how podcasts work, right?
I have heard one or two.
Have you been on any other than...
I've been on...
Soha Comedy?
Well, including that, I've been on, I think, 3.
Oh.
So I'm
on... What other podcasts?
Rye Bread Radio.
Okay.
And... I've also been on Dates With Ever, but when it was a video, not a pod.
Okay.
And,
is that still going on?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't hear much about it anymore. And what else? The one that happens at Gladys's Cancun City before the show.
What is that?
It's a show in the suburbs.
Okay.
They do a little podcast. They interview everybody on the show for like 10 minutes beforehand.
So you do like stand-up and then they interview?
They do it before the show.
Okay. I don't know if I'd like that.
It was fine.
Okay. I kind of like to not talk to people. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's true.
Like Phyllis Diller. I need my quiet 5.
I'm very
to put on my gloves and my wig.
Does she wear a wig?
She wears wigs all the time. She loves wigs.
That's not her natural hair, that crazy hair?
That crazy? No.
No?
That's not.
I knew the gloves were kind of strange, but I didn't know she
wore a wig. Well, because she says every clown wears gloves.
So she considers herself a clown, not a comedian? Or does she commit her?
I think she considers them kind of one and the same. I don't want to answer for her because
why not?
Because I'm not her.
Can you act like Phyllis Diller real quick?
That's it. That's all I can do. That's all I have. That's not good. No.
Okay.
But I didn't say it was good.
Is it awkward if I interview you while not looking at you? How strange would this be?
It's actually a little bit more comfortable.
Is that more comfortable? Do you not like the eye contact?
I mean, I didn't want to say anything, but.
Sure. Well, I've got those weird wolf eyes.
Now I feel like you're not even talking to me, though, so I don't know what to...
I talked about having wolf eyes. I was referring to you when I said
it. I know.
Hey, there you are.
Oh, hey, and we're back.
It's the fun part about having a chair that circles. I don't know what the phrase is. I'm really not smart, so I should not tell people that I'm like Einstein.
I would still tell them that.
Okay.
But that's just me. I don't know.
I'll start this show by telling people, hey, guys, it's Matt. Do you know the name of the show? Called Matt Likes Girls.
Oh, yeah. You told me that last night.
I don't know if I told you or not. No, it's fine. I'll just be like, hey, Matt Likes Girls here. I'm just like Einstein.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Lisa Loretta, I barely know you. I just want to put that out there. So questions I ask will be very kind of interviewy, but not necessarily. And
that's
we can
fine.
Move them all into. We've done a few shows together, been at a few open mics together.
Yeah.
You say words that are funny.
Oh, thank you.
And people laugh at them.
I think the same as you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What if we just did that back and forth?
Just compliments. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just loving life and each other.
Wonderful. Yeah. Where do you come from? What's the word on the street? Tell me everything.
But where do
from
I?
From like not like your parents, but I mean, are you from Chicago?
I'm actually from Colorado.
What?
Yeah.
You lived there for how long?
Till I was about 19.
Oh wow!
And then I moved to Wyoming.
What part of Colorado?
Arvada. It is right in between Denver and Boulder.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that part of Colorado as like kind of hippy dippy as some of the other places?
All of it kind of is, and all of it kind of isn't.
Okay.
It's a lot of, like, faux hippies. Like, we love weed and the environment, but we also drive SUVs and
that our dad's boss.
Vote Republican, but we say we're in the middle.
Okay.
We say we're independent, but most of us are not. And
does Colorado normally go Republican, the state?
I don't know. I feel like everybody I know there does, but that could just be my family. I don't know.
Okay, so your family loves weed and Republicans?
My family doesn't love weed.
Okay.
But Colorado does. And every time I go back, there are more and more dispensaries.
Oh, it is legal there?
It's medical is legal, and I feel like under a certain amount of ounces is legal, but...
Ounces?
Like, yeah.
Why would you need multiple
like
ounces?
Under an ounce, I think, is legal. That's... It used to be one of those situations, even before they like officially legalized it medically, it was like... If they caught you, they'd give you a ticket and just, like, break your pipe.
Okay.
Or not even give you a ticket and just break your pipe.
Just break your pipe.
Which was heartbreaking enough.
Well, sure. That's
for enough
money.
Stoners.
People spend on those things.
Right.
Those tobacco stores that they go in.
Right.
Totally.
So even before that, like, in the, on 420, like, everybody would always gather in
Hitler's
front of...
Hitler's birthday?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Hitler's birthday. They would gather in front of, the Capitol building and just smoke, and there would be cops there, but they'd have their backs turned.
Even on the day Columbine happened? Because that happened on
yes.
420.
Oh, I have a story about that, actually. My very first boyfriend was in a punk band, and they played a 420 show at a restaurant. I think it was like an Indian restaurant or something.
Okay.
And they kept saying, yeah, 420, and this was like right after Columbine. I think this was like the year or two after Columbine.
2001, 2002, or like, no, I think that happened in like 98, 99.
It was 99 that it happened.
All right.
And they were like, yeah, 420. So the owners of the restaurant, after we got done, they were like, why are you celebrating Columbine?
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we're celebrating something different. And they were like, and it also, it's not Hitler's birthday. It's a marijuana thing. And the owners of the restaurant were like, they were like, oh yeah, marijuana. Okay, cool. The whole time they thought we were celebrating Columbine.
I would love it if their initial reaction was Columbine and then they're like, we're not celebrating Columbine. And they're like, oh, so you're celebrating Hitler's birthday.
Right,
these
right,
Indian
right,
people
right,
know Hitler's birthday.
Right.
That would be amazing.
But yeah, after they found out it was weed, they were like, oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. You are better people. But they let us do the whole, like, they let them do the whole show and thinking then, these people are celebrating Columbine.
Sure.
Well, I guess we're selling food, so
these
it's
people seem to love
fine.
Kid death.
Right. Yeah. It's really weird.
Wow. So you were in, like, how far away from Columbine did you go? Is that a far? It's a part
it's not. I was in Jefferson County, which is the same county.
Oh, okay.
It's supposedly there was like this list of schools that they were going to go to, and they started at Columbine, and supposedly...
Is that not their school, though?
That was their school.
Okay.
Supposedly they were coming to the school I went to next.
Oh, wow.
But that was there was a lot of like hearsay and rumors
sure.
at that time, and they also, again, supposedly found a list of people that they were targeting, and mm-hmm. most of those people went to my school.
Oh, wow.
Which I could see.
Okay.
There were a lot of douches at my school.
Must have been great for the other schools in that county whenever like the next sporting event came up where they were supposed to play Columbine because then it's like, oh, they're too sad to play. We're going to win.
Well, actually,
we're going to win that golf match.
Columbine just quit going to school for the rest of the year. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, a lot of them just went to other schools. They couldn't use the school.
Oh, because of the shootout?
Yeah, because it was destroyed.
That sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
I've not seen what the inside of the school looked like.
Yeah, it was just, I guess.
Yeah.
pretty destroyed. Like, some parts of it were fine.
Yeah.
But, like, the library was completely destroyed. That's where they broke out a bunch of windows and stuff.
They
had apparently set up, like, propane tanks to blow up in the kitchens, but they didn't go off because they set the timers to, like, plastic watches instead of metal.
Oh.
So they didn't click right or something. I don't know.
I don't know what any of that
Again,
is.
Rumors and hearsay.
Sure. I'm sure the paper was just chock full of that stuff. For the-
well, it wasn't even just the paper. Like, I had a friend who was on community service, and part of that was cleaning up Columbine.
Oh, wow.
And so he would, like, tell us all kinds of stories. But it was like, well, also, you're not very trustworthy.
Sure,
so.
Of course, you're on community service
right.
in the first place. But
right.
that's because he was probably a teen as well, I would guess.
We were all teens.
Okay,
sure.
Well, okay, that's good. I thought maybe you were hanging out with like a 30-year-old or something. there's always like that one 30-year-old that's still
yeah,
in high school.
Yeah.
But the fact that that's that's horrible. Like, hey, you just you committed a crime. You got to go clean up this horrible bloodbath.
I think they had cleaned up the blood by then, but it was I think they demoed a lot of the school and just rebuilt it.
Okay.
Because it was like nobody wanted to go back.
I'm learning so much about Columbine.
I know, right?
And I just watched that Michael Moore documentary about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You just watched it about 3 years ago.
It was 2 years ago. Okay. I just watched it.
Pretty recent.
In the framing of time.
Right.
Not that bad.
Right, right.
So you left Colorado. Did you do a lot of performing in Colorado, like in school and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I was always in theater. And acting, and my first job out of high school was actually an acting job at the aquarium. We did children's theater.
Okay.
And, on our breaks, me and my friend Jeff would go into the cafeteria and say, hey, have you tried the fish? I hear it's real fresh here. And other such classics.
Hilarious.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. That's great.
So I was always performing, but I was always told, well, you can't act, you need a backup.
Oh,
it's so unstable.
Sure, yeah.
So I was like, okay, I guess I'll go to college, and that didn't end up working out.
No? College didn't work out for you?
Not at all.
Was that in Colorado, or was that where you went?
Well, I went 1 year in Colorado.
Okay.
And then I went 2 years in Wyoming, and then I went back to Colorado, and I switched majors and schools so much that 4 years later I was still a sophomore, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to trade school.
Yeah.
And that's where I learned how to dog groom.
There's a whole school for dog grooming. Okay.
Well, school.
Okay.
It's not.
You learn how to clip and such.
Yeah. You work at PetSmart and they teach you.
Oh, so you get paid on the job training.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I got that with my trolley gig.
Yeah.
Going.
There
it's
you
fun
go.
To get paid to learn how to do something.
Right.
It's bad when you got to learn it, get the license, and then be like, ah, yeah, we don't need you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Dipshit.
Oh.
What's Wyoming like? I've never been to Colorado, but I've heard enough.
Some call it the Alabama of the West.
Oh, really?
You will see Confederate flags.
What? That makes no sense.
No, not at all.
Whatsoever.
Okay, here's a story. There was a girl who actually said, I can't believe how diverse this campus is. And I laughed because it's not.
Okay.
And she said, no, really, back home we only have 3 black people and 2 of them are Mexican. So that's, there's a lot of like 500 people towns.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of 1,000 people towns. There's only a couple of cities that are like Laramie and Cheyenne and maybe Jackson Hole.
Sure,
basically,
Jackson Hole, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford lives
there. Is that
there.
Where he lives?
Yeah, he's got a ranch.
Oh. It's fun.
I always thought about stalking him, but I never got around to it.
I think you made the right choice.
I don't know.
Yeah? Do you want to be on TV as the stalker of Harrison Ford? Like
I just want to be near Harrison Ford.
You know, he lived here for a while in Chicago.
Here?
Mm-hmm. He was the manager of a Crate and Barrel store.
If I had known that, I would say that's why I came here.
Okay. But that's not why.
That's not why.
You talked about the lady that said 3 black people, 2 of them are Mexican.
Yeah.
Growing up, we had 1 black girl that went to our school.
Right.
I would say her name, but I feel weird
saying
it. But, and it's weird when you are 1 person of color and you're trying to integrate into an all-white school because you are the same person. Like,
were
you just
that
like
black
else.
Girl?
I was the black girl.
Okay.
My name was Kimmy.
Cute.
Yeah, right? My parents gave it to me, but
Kimmy.
I really owned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she was very much like everyone else, except for people would leer at her at basketball Ooh. Games and such.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I grew up in kind of a racist area of Indiana.
Okay.
I saw Confederate flags a little bit myself growing up.
Well, it's Indiana, to be fair, is at least a little bit closer to the South.
Yes, although we were on the North side during the Civil War.
Right.
Yeah.
But at least it's near the area.
That is true. Wyoming didn't exist at the time, I don't believe, the Civil War.
Not even a bit. And so, also way west.
Very far west. It's like next to Idaho,
and
right?
And also pretty north.
Is that next to Idaho?
Close, yeah.
Which is then?
It shares a border.
Okay. I can't
It shares a very, a corner of a border.
Then I'm trying to figure out, when you look at the United States, is it above Colorado?
Yeah, it's just above.
Okay.
So it's right in between Montana and Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I was having this conversation with my roommate the other day. It's so hard, when you look at a map, there's all those kind of square states very far out west.
That's how I feel about when I look at the east.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a bunch of smalls.
That makes
sense,
too.
And I can't get a grip on which one is which.
Can't tell which one's New Hampshire.
Right.
Or Vermont.
Right.
One of them is upside down.
Yeah.
Right?
It's, yeah.
I want to say Vermont is the one that's smaller at the bottom.
Because it's kind of shaped like a V.
Is it?
Because it's smaller at the bottom.
I guess.
That's how you remember.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
And
New Hampshire looks nothing like an NH. I think that's another way to remember. Connecticut. Maine. Massachusetts. New York.
There's one.
Rhode Island. New Jersey. I think we got all of New England at that point, right? Did we miss one?
I always feel like we're missing something. Did you get Maine?
I did say Maine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I said Maine.
Well...
You know, I can say all 50 states in alphabetical order. I'm not going to right now, but
Thank
I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, wouldn't that be horrible? I almost ended my set last night at an open mic by saying all 50 states in alphabetical order.
That would have been better.
Would have been better?
I feel like.
This podcast?
Yeah. Just because, it's an open mic.
Let me ask you this. You were there. How boring was it last night when I just started talking about the flag? Was that in any way entertaining?
Actually,
I
thought it was pretty funny when you were you were saying which stripe was which state.
Yeah,
is actually because I enjoyed that.
I didn't bring you here to say that, but the thought I hadn't asked anyone if it was entertaining or not.
Yeah, I came here with the intention of saying that.
Did you?
No.
What all did you plan? Do you have a lot of stuff planned?
I didn't have anything planned.
Just get off your chest right now. What do you have to say? Just say it.
Oh God.
Yeah. Say it. Oh, no, she just vomited into my shoe.
Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I have to wear that shoe later, but I'll just leave your vomit in there for good luck.
And it will.
So you left the – we're technically Midwest. I always find it weird that Colorado is somehow stumped into the Midwest.
It's not. It's always been considered the West.
Is it the West?
Yeah. And I always thought that was weird because I thought it was more middle than Illinois. I don't know.
Missouri?
I guess Nebraska is the very middle.
Is that the very middle?
I think.
Okay. I always kind of consider the Mississippi River sort of the split between the East and the West.
I think it is, but that's not – I mean, as far as miles go, it's inaccurate.
Yeah. Welcome back to geography.
I was just going to say, we're talking a lot.
I don't know why.
Geography.
I've never met anyone that's been in Wyoming, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe my dad has. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I pick him, for instance.
Sure.
Hey, Dad, if you've ever been to Wyoming, email in. Tell me.
Right.
Let me know about it.
Right.
So you came to Chicago immediately after that?
No, I went back to Colorado, and that's when I started doing improv and sketch and stuff.
Ooh.
And then
Can
I moved.
Give you a suggestion?
Die. Die. And then I moved to Florida for a year.
Sure.
And then I moved to Arizona for about 3 months.
Wow. Why so many moves?
Well, okay. Colorado, I just had to leave. And I was
that makes sense.
I was not going to be leaving anytime soon unless I found a job that would move me. So I started looking, and I moved and worked at Club Med.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Because it's so out there in the Club Med.
Yeah. It's
I imagine it was very similar to like when Saved by the Bell spent that summer at the.
I wish it was like that.
Stacey Carosi.
Stacey Carosi. Yeah. I wish it was like
my
that.
Nose. I apologize. I didn't even need to say it. There's no reason for me to say it, but I'm full disclosure.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you were Stacey Carosi. You were Leah Remini.
My dad owned the resort, okay. And I made so many friends that summer.
Oh, you were a bitch at first.
I was at around. First. Sure. Well, I'm standoffish and very, very thick New York accent.
That is weird that she was in California with that really big New York accent.
Right.
It made sense when she was on Who's the Boss for a few episodes.
Yeah.
Weird that I know that. Please continue with your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I worked there for a year, and then I still needed to save up some money before I moved to Chicago, and also it was like November, so I didn't want to move during the winter.
Makes sense. It's 14 degrees outside. Right.
So I had met someone who was from Arizona, and I was like, oh, we'll just roommate together for a little bit. And then I was supposed to stay there through the summer, but she invited a squatter to live with us.
Oh, fun.
So I'd only stayed for 3 months.
Yeah. Was it like a boyfriend or just?
No, it was just this guy that she knew. His name was Chickilene. He didn't.
Chickilene?
Yeah, he spoke
That's
real.
His real name?
No. I don't.
Oh, no,
I never got his real name.
Chickilene.
He spoke selective English.
Okay.
He was from Mexico, and he kind of worked. Mm-hmm. And he would sleep on our floor because we didn't have a couch.
Okay.
So he would just like make a bed of blankets, and the dogs loved him.
Sure.
But
dogs not love Chickilene.
I would come home. And I'd be like, Chickilene, your socks are outside and it's raining. And he'd be like, yeah. And I would do that enough. And then I started to realize, oh, that he's doing laundry.
Nice.
Right.
You sure it wasn't Native American? That sounds very Native American, maybe.
Well, pretty Mexican.
Okay.
Too. I don't know. Just any.
So you can tell the difference between brown people.
I guess.
Okay, good for you.
So. And then at the time I was a smoker, and he would take a lot of cigarettes.
Okay.
And never pay me. And they would have very, very loud drunk parties, and I was just not interested anymore. And I just was like, okay, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
So I just left in April instead of August.
Okay. Did you like break a lease?
No,
Why
I was.
Am I asking? Like that matters. Let's get into your rental agreement.
If I was kind of on the lease, but kind of not.
Okay.
And
were you more on the lease than Chickilene, or was Chickilene?
Oh yeah, okay. Chickilene was not. He was very undocumented.
Chickilene or
Chickilene? Like okay. L-E-E-N, I think. I don't know. I never got the spelling either, but I don't think he did either.
He didn't get mail?
No. There was one point where he invited squatters to stay on our porch.
What?
And they had a dog
that
was real sick, and it was a puppy, and I had just gotten my dog from the pound, and I was like, your dog's going to make my dog sick.
Yeah.
This is really uncomfortable. I don't know how many more squatters this house can take.
Would they put a tent up or?
No, they were just on our porch.
Just sleeping on a porch.
There was a deck above them. So they were. And the thing about it, the thing that was so crazy was they would make me feel really guilty for like working.
Yeah.
They would make me feel like I was awful and like, oh, you're one of them. And like.
Yeah, the reason why you have a goddamn apartment.
Exactly, yeah. So it really got to me. It really got in my head.
Yeah.
And I just, it was.
You got out of there.
It was real uncomfortable.
The closest I ever got is the best, I don't know what the best, but the cheapest I ever paid for rent in Chicago was I paid $125 a month.
Ooh.
Because I was living in the living room of a one-bedroom apartment with two vegan lesbian anarchists.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
Super cool. They had a couple dogs, so I got to play with the dogs, but I didn't have to take care of them.
Yeah.
One of them had three legs.
Sure.
It was missing the one, like, on, if you're looking at the dog, it would be his right, your left.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be all excited, come run at you, and just fucking fall and hit its jaw.
Sure. Those
so
are the best.
It was such a sweet puppy.
I've always wanted a three-legged dog.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could make that happen with your dog.
I could, but.
You just cut your dog's leg
off. She's not doing well anyways.
Oh, no.
I mean.
We'll get into that. Here, a little sad.
The last thing she needs is one less leg.
Less leg. But they were a big part of the Couch Surfer Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we had a few people that would come into town, like, from Canada, and they brought, like, maple syrup. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Whatever. Sure, yeah.
But we had some...
I think it's funny that anarchists have a network.
Right? That is very funny. We had some people who just rode the rail stay at the house.
The Metra?
No,
hope it was the Metra.
No, it was not the Metra.
We're riding the rails.
Yeah, we're riding the rails.
$7 a pop.
CTA. No, they would ride. They were train riders. I don't know what those are. Like hobos, basically. Yeah. Like modern hobos. Telling stories about their dog shitting on a train and everybody running off. I don't know. It was like miserable because they didn't know how to shut doors or do anything.
Right.
So I was like, these people need to get the fuck out. Because the vegan lesbian anarchists had a bedroom. Like they had the bedroom. I was out in the living room and had to spend every night with those people also in the same room as me.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is goddamn miserable.
Yeah.
You need to get these fucking train kids out of here. This sucks.
Right.
That's the closest I got to your story.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, it's fairly close. I just want to share that. I like to bring conversations to a complete halt and then start them up again.
Well, that's kind of how conversations work, I think.
I've never had that before. You're awkward.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, so you got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
You just bolted to Chicago?
Pretty much. I spent about a week back in Colorado.
Okay.
I took my dog, and I took very few belongings through...
So you left shit?
I sold some shit to, like, people I was working with and stuff, because I didn't want to bring a TV and all that kind of stuff with
me. Yeah.
So I was just like, I'll just sell it and buy new stuff. So I took my dog to the Four Corners.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Did you rotate?
Yeah, I walked her all around it, and she has peed in all four states.
Neat.
And also I took a picture of her with all four paws, one in each state.
That's darling.
And that is, she kept moving every time I would take a picture. So
this is a female dog.
Yep.
So I was accurate.
That's why she gets kicked.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
Oh, it's fine. She's used to it.
So you come here. What's the year? What year do you come to beautiful Chicago?
I think it was 2007.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a year after I came to the city of Chicago.
Okay.
So you came here for acting?
I came here for Second City and IO. I wanted to train there.
Okay. Have you been on the main stage?
No, like as a performer?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But I thought you went to Second City. You weren't on the main
everyone
stage.
Goes there, right?
Weren't they?
I actually did get to improvise with Redco once on the main stage.
Okay.
Just because my friend was in it and
Redco?
It's one of their touring companies.
Okay.
She was in it and she was like Native Americans. She was like, yeah, come. Yeah, it's for Native Americans.
Sure.
Pretty offensive. And she was like, come, you can only do racist material.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And,
it's only about spirits.
Come play. Play at the end of the set or whatever.
So it was fun?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I mean, at the time I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Sure.
And now I'm like, whatever.
Have you completely turned on improv?
A little bit. Not completely. I think it's a really good tool.
Sure.
And I'm glad I have it.
Are you glad that you spent $3,000 for it?
I don't know so much about the money.
Okay.
But there are certain people that I met through it that if I didn't meet them, I would be very sad. Like, ever.
Sure.
I would not know ever were it not for Second City Conservatory.
Okay.
And I got to perform for a couple of years at IO, and it was a really good learning experience.
Okay. All right. So what was the transition to stand-up then? Like, why did that happen?
It just wasn't... There are some people who, like, are kind of... You know how you can just tell you're on the right track or you're not?
Sure.
And I was just starting to feel like this is not working.
Okay.
Like, it just wasn't... Because basically the only paying gig in town for that is Second City.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like they don't want me.
Oh.
which is fine.
Sure.
Then,
but you kept auditioning for all the stuff and then.
Yeah. And also, you know, like friends were getting stuff and I wasn't. And I, and people that were coming up through the programs behind me were getting stuff that I wasn't. And I was like, you know, I could wait around for many years and never get hired.
Sure.
Or get hired and just do boats. Mm-hmm. Or I could just try to take it in my own hands and do my own stuff.
Okay.
And so that's what I did.
Nice. And how long ago was this?
This was August of last year.
Okay.
So.
So you've been in stand-up comedies for a little over almost, not necessarily a year and a half.
Yeah, right. My first stand-up show was almost exactly a year ago.
Okay.
It was last January.
Is that an open mic or an actual show?
No. Oh, actual show.
Oh, what was it?
It was Shut Up and Laugh.
I don't know what that is.
Jeannie Dugan and Emily Lake's show.
Oh, they don't do that anymore, do they?
They don't do that.
Oh, that's
But it was at Abbey Pub.
Yeah.
That was my very first show.
It was pretty raucous there, right? Sometimes?
It was one of those rooms that said they wanted a show, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, they were really unsupportive. And in the other room, they would always have, like, really loud hip-hop shows.
Okay.
And just, and the bar staff was just
shitty.
Really mean. Like, you would, it was one of those places where you go up and kind of apologize before you order. Because you felt like were putting them out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I just get a water? I'm so sorry.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Water. Who drinks that? Children?
Right.
Like that sort of thing?
Is right.
that exactly what they said?
Exactly.
I'm not good at this. I apologize. I feel like I'm a horrible podcaster.
Well, you're not until now, and now
until
everybody
I just pointed it
now
out,
everybody's
now everyone knows.
Like, oh, maybe he is awful.
They just saw through the curtain.
Nobody was thinking that until now.
I cut myself to the quick.
It's all anyone can think about.
Oh no! Hey everybody, stop thinking that. Go to my catalog of podcastings. I have coming up on 100 different podcasts that I've either recorded or been on. So listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bragging.
No.
I mean, you've been on 3. Whatever. That's totally fine. No, again, I'm not bragging.
Sure. Sure.
But, I mean, I've been on a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
My voice is recorded to microphones a bunch.
Wow.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Some people, you know, they're good at it. And some people are
you. Know, what's great about it is that you're so humble.
That's the best part, right?
Which is hard.
Yeah. It's tough. I fight with that all the time.
I bet.
I just want to go out there and just tell people how it is. And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just going to lay back in the cut. Not tell anybody anything.
Right.
And just have them adore me as they should.
And do.
It's so fun being adored. I got to be honest. Like, it feels really good to have constant adoration.
It's got
to
be hard, though, too, like kind of a burden.
You would think that, but it's not, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's all positive.
It's all positive. Yeah. I mean, well, I've had to move because of the adoration few times, but. You know, I've always moved to better places, so
mm-hmm.
I've never gone down, you know. I mean, I make money, whatever, it's fine.
I make money, whatever,
yeah.
It's fine.
So, beyond, we'll talk more about stand-up or not. What the hell do you do with your life? Like, what do you like? What do you hate?
Well, I,
You have a dog?
I have a dog. I enjoy
sick,
her.
Really?
Well, she's just old.
Okay.
She's an unidentifiable age.
All right, so you didn't know the age going in?
No. Okay. They said 2 to 4, but the pound says that because they know nobody's going to adopt anything above 4.
Sure.
But she was pretty pathetic when I got her, and she's
worse
even
now.
More so now.
Okay.
She just, yeah, she's, but she's great.
Yeah, she's friendly. And
yeah, well, she hates other dogs, but aside from that, she's
fuck
great.
Fuck other dogs.
Yeah.
Now, do dogs have the same sort of smell as cats? Like, does she smell the other dogs on you when you come home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, she has tried to bury my pants.
Really?
Yeah, I dropped my work pants by my bathroom, which has a rug.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home after a show to find my pants were twisted up in the rug, and she had peed all over it.
Oh, wow.
Trying to hide the scent.
Wow.
Other dogs.
Oh no!
Yeah, she's pretty
possessive.
So you
bought new work pants, or you just put them back on?
I just washed them.
Oh, okay.
They didn't get pee on them. The rug did,
okay.
So I had to really wash that rug.
Sure. Dog pee is not as bad as cat pee, right? I only had a cat growing up, so I don't know.
I've never had a cat, but I feel like any time I've been into a house with a cat, I can tell there's a
yeah,
cat.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
And it's not always the same with dogs.
No. Okay. I've never really. I can't. sense memory dog pee for some reason. Mm, but it's I definitely can't cat pee.
Yeah.
So just it's similar to our pee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Yeah. In case I need to just store some dog pee, I'll just use my own.
No.
No?
Probably not. Well, it depends on what you're going to be using it for.
Just for displays.
Like okay. Then yeah. Then that'd be fine.
Like, I just want to have a shelf that has a little container of dog pee on it.
Well, if you're looking for color, then yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not texture. I would guess texture is the same.
Well, probably scent is different, though.
Okay. So I'll just
like, I'm sure a dog could tell dog pee from human pee.
I don't have dog
pee.
Friends. I have human friends. I mean, come on.
You don't have dog friends?
No, why would
well,
I have
I feel
friends?
Sorry for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
That means a lot to me. Thank you. Wow. I don't have enough people feeling sorry for me.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, my God. That's so great. Oh, someone feels sorry for me.
Oh, finally.
It's
right?
A load off because really I spent so much time feeling sorry for myself. Mm-hmm. And now if I could just have you bear some of that sorry.
I'll bear it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Can you find five friends to bear it? Can we get a pyramid?
I don't know. I'll start one of those chain emails.
Okay.
If with an angel on the top.
I like that.
Yeah.
Made out of like at signs and
yeah.
Tildes.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Sure.
A tilde?
I don't know Matilda. What that is.
I think it's like
Matilda?
The, not Matilda. It's like that thing, like the little squiggly. Isn't that an a tilde?
Oh.
Or is
I don't
no,
know.
I think the at sign is an a tilde. I don't often know things that I talk about.
We go from geography to keyboards.
Yeah.
We know so much.
I know. Oh. I have no idea. So, you have a dog. We don't need to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
We realize it.
Right.
I could smell when you came in.
Whoa.
No, I couldn't. No.
Okay.
You keep a clean temple. It's fine. I've been listening to a lot of Never Not Funny, the Jimmy Pardo podcast, and he always talks about how he keeps his body as a temple.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't drink or do drugs.
All right.
So I think if you keep your body as a temple, because you don't smell like dogs.
Sure.
Okay. That works. I don't. Okay. This. Okay. So, is it uncomfortable laughter? What? No.
No.
Just.
You are, but I'm not.
A little. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I don't know. I don't want to interview you. Like, I feel like I'm interviewing you.
It's really fine.
Okay.
I don't. I mean.
I mean, you could really add a little more to the table. Like, you could bring up some topics.
Is this my bad?
Grammar or
social studies.
Sure, of course. Yeah, something to that effect. If you want to bring up any chemistry topics that you need to discuss.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Discuss. Something to that effect. Anything about chlorium?
I got nothing on chlorine.
No?
Nothing.
Did you take chemistry? That's
I did take chemistry. God, why would you?
This is the worst.
It really.
So what do you do when you hang out with friends?
I don't know.
Do you ever play apples
I don't know.
To apples?
Mostly just like podcasts.
Okay.
You
All
know.
Right. That's good. Yeah.
Talk about life.
Sure.
Things.
Grammar. Keyboards.
Go to Navy Pier.
Oh, no.
No.
Have you ever
Nobody
been on
does
the sea
that.
Dog?
Nobody does that. I actually did go on one of those things.
The one that spun around?
No. Oh. When my mom came.
Okay.
We went on the architectural boat tour.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun?
It was fairly interesting.
But
and
was
I was.
It,
I was,
it wasn't fun.
It was fine.
Okay.
It was like. It was, you know, it was
learning about terracotta.
Sure.
And
Daniel
Burnham.
I was still pretty new to Chicago, so I was like, I don't go downtown that much.
Sure. And in case you're ever on the river, you'll know where to go because you've been on. The
I've always actually wanted to go kayaking on that river.
They rent kayaks.
They do. I know.
Do you own a kayak?
I don't. I don't own one.
Will you ever own a kayak?
I hope to.
Will you say right now on this podcast that you'll one day
I will one day own a kayak if I have my way because I love kayaking.
No. Not if you have your way.
Okay. I promise to one day own a kayak.
You promise on behalf of Matt Likes Girls.
Mm-hmm.
No, say it.
Yeah.
No, say it.
What?
Say I promise on behalf of... Oh, no. You don't.
I promise.
On behalf?
On behalf? Is that the right?
Of me, okay. On behalf of myself.
On behalf of myself.
And Matt Likes Girls.
And Matt Likes Girls.
That I will.
That I will.
One day.
One day.
Own a kayak.
Own a kayak.
Well, that's not legally binding if you use that voice.
That's how I get away with shit.
Yeah.
By doing voices.
It's like signing with an X.
Yep. Are we gonna skim over that?
No, I just wanted to see how silent we could get.
Okay.
Until we started laughing.
Okay.
And it was, I can't tell how long it was. I think it would be funnier if I edited out the silence, so it's just unneeded laughter, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Sure.
Yeah. I have the ability to edit this however I want.
Oh, okay.
So you could come out looking like a fool.
I hope I come off super hateful and racist.
All right, yeah, that's going to happen, obviously. Let's act like it's a week from now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking you, hey, did you listen to the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're doing a scene. That's a scene.
Yeah, I don't give much in scenes.
No. Hey, did you listen to the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
Mm.
Why didn't you?
See, this is
it?
Why I don't do improv anymore.
Sure. Why didn't you? I'm surprised you're not on a boat right now.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I said this on Bad News Good Timing in another podcast. I'm quoting my own podcast. It's so goddamn ridiculous. But when that boat in Italy collapsed.
Yeah, yeah.
My hope was of the people that died, some of them were improv people.
Oh, do you hate them?
I don't. I did an improv show last night where I did stand-up, and then they improv on my stand-up.
At the playground?
Playground. It's called Improv Stands Up. Sure. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Fun for one, they laughed at the jokes.
Yeah, they're a great audience.
Very good audience.
They're the best audience.
And two, it's fun to see them use your ideas.
Yeah,
you know.
It's very narcissistic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
They weren't as, I wanted them to be a little more inside the
I
joke
wish you
than
would
they
have
were.
Directed them in it and been like, actually, that's kind of not what I meant.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. Because the girl hosting was like, it's really fun. Like, they take your jokes and they make them better. And I was like,
Hold on. Like an improviser.
Yeah. I was like, no. And this girl said she also does stand-up. So I was like, and I'd never seen her do stand-up
before. Who was it?
I'm not going to say her name over a microphone.
Okay.
But it was super fun. And they were funny. Like, the opening group had, like, one member that was really good.
Yep.
The girl.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot of talented female improvisers.
There are.
And way too many dude improvisers.
Yes.
Right?
Not way too many, just a lot. I would say actually the numbers are way more equal in improv than in stand-up.
Okay. But I feel like I don't often see bad female improvisers, but I see a lot of bad dude improvisers.
Yes.
Why is that?
I think that a female doesn't go into it unless, and I think this is true of stand-up too, I think that females are more hesitant to go into it unless people have told them over and over and over again that they're very funny.
Okay.
Whereas I think the males go into it saying to themselves, including, I'm funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Or just, I want to be funny. Or whatever.
You don't think it's like an extension of people who maybe went to college to act, and then they're like, well, I'm not going to go to L.A. Why don't I try to do improv?
I think it is definitely a theater people type move.
Sure.
But but I think it was probably the professors at their college were like, oh, you're really funny. You should make this move instead of this move.
Okay.
And I think that the guys are just more guided by, I want to do this.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not the, oh, there's a bunch
which
of
is not to say
there.
That, well, that too.
Yeah.
Which is not to say that the females don't want to do this.
Sure.
I'm just saying that I think it takes a lot more for them to enter into it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I could see that. Mm. I would say it would be harder to enter into stand-up comedy because you're out there by yourself at least. It's probably harder.
Yeah.
Maybe easier to transition from improv to stand-up.
Yes.
If you were just going to choose one.
Yes.
Improv seems to be the, not simpler, but the safer
It's
path.
Safer, for sure, because you can rely on other people, and you can also blame other people
sure,
if it doesn't go well.
Well, we can blame the audience.
Well, yeah.
Or the person that went before us.
Yeah.
Or the host.
Or after. Or
yeah, I've blamed the host. Well, that's kind of shitty to blame the guy that goes after you.
A lot of people, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been better if the guy that went
if
after me.
If the guy that went after me bombed, then my bomb wouldn't have hurt so bad.
Nah, screw that. I like bombing a little bit.
Do you like
it? No, it's horrible. It's the worst thing in the world.
I was going to say, you're the only one.
No, it's the worst thing ever. And I've torn my scrotum open.
Have you really?
I did.
Doing what?
On an exercise bike.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Where were you?
I was riding it.
Okay.
I do a joke about this, but I'll give you the non-joke version.
No.
I was in eighth grade. That'd be much worse. I was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was riding an exercise bike. It was an old one. And the seat that I was on, I lifted up to like kind of get the wedge out of my shorts.
Sure.
And the seat fell off.
Oh, God.
And the metal bar, that thing that was holding it up, which sharp like a razor that
day. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it should be, but
nope.
It is.
They should dull it.
I went to sit back down.
Yeah.
And that metal thing cut through my shorts, my underwear, and into the old
scrotum.
Oh,
you lost your hymen.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for I'm fine medically, but as you are if you lose a hymen.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's
but
true.
Yeah, I tore open my scrotum.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more to the story, but that's enough for
the
now.
The gist of it.
Keep listening to Matt Lakes Girls to find out more about me tearing my scrotum.
My torn scrotum.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'm sorry.
You shouldn't be.
Well,
did
I'm
your
not
dad
sorry.
Make those? Did your dad design and make the exercise bike?
You don't know.
I'd like to. That's why I asked.
I'd like to find out
I
who
use questions
was.
To learn.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
That's all good. So why did I even bring that up? Oh, about bombing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, bombing's horrible.
Yeah. Even I've actually bombed a lot more in improv than I have in stand-up.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of improv shows that go without laughs.
Oof.
Which upsets me because usually there are other improv people in the audience.
Yeah.
They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Because that's ridiculous.
It's almost all improv people in the audience.
Like, support these people.
Yeah.
Like, there's some funny there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done it like 4 times live. Once I had a really good time. The rest of the times I was like, this sucks because the people I was with, again, blaming the other folks.
Right.
Were just.
Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it's not.
Yeah. Not all of them. I did it with a couple times with Michael Larmer. I don't know if you know Michael Larmer. Really
I've heard
tall.
That name a lot
He's
lately.
Really tall. He's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
He does stand up and improv.
Okay.
Very funny dude, and I like improvising with him because he's fun and good at it.
Right.
But a couple other people were in the group, and I was like, this is awkward.
Right.
They don't really know what they're doing, and they do it way more than I do.
Right.
And that sucks. So I blame them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand-up is nice because you get out of it almost exactly what you put into it. I mean, yeah, there can be off nights where maybe the audience is not into it or... You know, whatever. But for the most part, if you're really working hard, you're going to get rewarded. Whereas with improv, if you're really working hard, it might not matter.
Sure. You can do as many shows at the Underground Lounge as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing may occur of it.
Right.
I feel like improv, well, I guess they're both sort of who you know kind of things, but improv may be a little more of who you know. Or
I feel like especially now because there's so many people doing it.
Yeah.
That you have to be kind of known. To like, I feel like that was one thing that definitely did not work in my favor at IO. I never networked at all. I never stuck around for shows.
Yeah.
And so when it came time to make new teams out of old teams, mm-hmm. I was one of the people dropped because nobody knew who I was.
Sure. They'd be like, who's this girl?
Yeah. Right.
Hmm. Do you feel bad about that or were you happy with your other life choices?
I was really, really upset about it when it first happened.
Okay.
And then I started doing stand-up, and I'm really, really glad now.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't have done stand-up were it not for that.
Sure.
So it was good.
You would still be getting a suggestion and making stuff up.
Trying to.
On the fly.
I'd still be trying real hard.
Right? It would be super fun. Oh. You could get your own show.
It can be fun.
Yeah, I'm not saying it can't be fun.
Okay.
It's easy for stand-up people to make fun of it.
It is.
Because they couldn't do it, I think. A lot of them could not do it.
Well, I think a lot of them see it as a waste of time. And I don't think it's a complete waste of time.
No. You can. It's a good writing tool.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
But you have to use it that way.
Sure. It's also a good thing to have on stage as a stand-up. Instead of just like, I am telling jokes on stage because I am a robot. And these are the words I thought up. And now I'm going to say them now because I'm Matt 3000, the stand-up robot.
See, I didn't realize we were going to do bits on the show, but you just did your robot bit.
I did my robot bit, Matt 3000.
Matt 3000, yeah. The robot stand-up.
I think I want to start doing Matt 3000, the robot
stand-up. I think you probably should.
Yeah. But it's more fun if you're kind of more in the moment and people see that you're having fun.
Right. Yeah.
Which a lot of, there's some comedians that don't look like they're having fun.
Yeah.
Or they're not in the moment.
Right.
They're just shitting out words with their mouths.
Just shitting mouth words.
And they have to wipe their mouths when they're... Oh,
gross.
It's a lady present.
Oh, man.
I apologize.
Where is she?
I apologize, LL. Why do you not sign more things, LL? That's another question.
What? Why do I not sign more things,
Why do people
LL?
Not call you LL?
Some people do.
Do I?
No.
I might start. Is
you
okay?
Can. It's fine.
I don't like the way you said that I could. You can. Like
I'm indifferent.
Could you write a letter that says that I can do it?
I will write you a Facebook message. Will that work?
Out and then have you sign it?
Sure.
Can you sign it LL?
Yeah. Okay.
That works. That was much easier than I expected.
Yeah, it's not. I mean,
this is the weird way that we interact all the time, is through that sort of odd conversation that we just had there.
That's
say?
The only way I interact with anyone.
Why is that?
I don't know how to be a human.
Okay.
That might be it.
All right.
I am more comfortable around dogs and animals.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know.
Okay. Well, to be fair, we don't know each other very well. I'm right. Sure there are people that you don't interact with like that. Your parents, perhaps?
I don't know. Mostly it's just in front of a television with my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about Brian Williams or something? Not or even
just,
talking?
Just not talking. Just
oh, really?
TV's on.
Okay. So you have a good relationship with your mom?
I actually do.
But it's just normally via television.
But it's just very quiet.
Like you put on that show she likes and she's like,
yeah.
She does love me. She yeah. does know my love for
she's
her.
She's letting
CIS.
Me watch 2.5 Men.
Ugh.
This is a sacrifice for her, and I recognize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you show love, is through the remote control.
Yep.
That's sweet.
I love my mom, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you had to say that.
Well.
I feel like most people do. I mean, I wasn't questioning your relationship with your mother.
Well.
So you love her?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
Like, you didn't dick around with it like other things you've said. Like
nope.
You straight up said yes.
I really do.
All right. How about yeah. your dad? How do you feel about your dad?
Nope.
Not a fan?
Nope.
What happened there?
A lot.
Oh, no. Should we have gotten into that earlier?
Probably.
Oh, no.
That's a whole thing.
Oh, no. Was he not around a lot?
He went to prison.
Oh, what?
When I was 10.
Fuck. For can you say?
For
can
child you... abuse.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Of you?
Not or... of me.
Oh, you have siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's awkward to bring up.
But he's dead now.
The sibling or?
No.
Oh, okay.
The dad.
Hmm.
He died
you never
when.
Never saw him again after he went to prison?
No, he went to prison. I had a restraining order against him, so I never got to.
As a
10-year-old? And I wasn't, yeah, and I wasn't like gonna, well, there were a lot of threats made and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, and I wasn't gonna be like, hey, can I go to the prison to see my dad? You know what I mean? Like, who would
you
I?
You can't hit me through glass.
Right,
yeah,
who would I ask sure. to do that? Like, that was just an awkward
sure,
thing. So
of
I was like, I guess I'll change my name to my mom's last name and
oh,
just
so you're,
be done
so you're
with
not
it.
Officially, you weren't born LL.
No, I was LH.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do you think, so you were LL since the age of 10?
Probably like 8 or 9.
Do you think you're, oh, before you went to jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got divorced and then he went to prison like, he actually went to the same prison as Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, really?
Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well.
It's actually kind of sad.
Okay.
Well, I've had this theory, and L and H aren't that far from the alphabet, but I've had this theory for a while that since my name is Riggs, my last name is, well, first name is Matt. As,
sure.
As everyone knows who listens
oh,
to this show.
Oh, look at the computer.
I know, right?
Like,
Riggs is near the end of the alphabet.
Sure.
So oftentimes when things were called for in school, it would go A, B, C, D, E,
yes.
F, G, H,
and so
I,
on.
J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R. Finally, R would come up.
Oh, there you go.
And so I wouldn't get excited because I know that R is going to be near the end. So
mm-hmm.
I would kind of like be kind of relaxed about it.
Sure.
Maybe people with A first names get more excited because
right.
like, it's about to happen.
Right.
And then I, with the R, which, you know, comes after A, B, C, D.
Oh, boy.
I'll stop.
Oh,
I could be more chill and relaxed. I'm kind of like, whatever.
Okay.
You know, just hanging out with the W's back in the back of the room. Is that in any way a decent theory? This is why.
What is the theory? You've actually only
that I'm
just
more relaxed because
oh,
my last
that you're
name
more relaxed
R.
because of that. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that'd be worth looking into.
Things that I say.
That might be worth looking into.
You think there's a scientific study about?
There might be.
Can I get Alan Alda involved?
I hope.
He does that science.
If
show.
He's not booked.
He's probably pretty busy. He was on MASH.
It was on MASH. I don't know.
Why?
I thought we were doing things. I don't know.
No, we are, but I didn't okay. know where that character came from.
It just was grumbly.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was on MASH.
Yeah, like that.
Okay. We should do a we should delete this and just do a sketch comedy show.
Okay.
About what?
That's gonna suggestion.
From where will we get it from?
Just yell out
from
the window.
From maybe that voice?
Just yell out hey! The window.
Oh. My roommate's in the other. She's asleep. You want to mess
not
with her?
Not anymore.
You think I woke her up?
Should we put her fingers in hot water?
I don't think that's a great
warm
idea.
Warm water?
Scalding, boiling water.
Sick.
Let's carry her sleeping body.
Let's just waterboard her.
That's not a horrible idea.
Be fine.
I think she can hear us through the wall, probably. But
uh-oh.
While she's asleep, it's fine.
Well,
what would happen if you, like, do you have a roommate?
No.
Okay. What if you did? Let's imagine you do.
Okay.
Okay. And you woke up and you were being waterboarded by your roommate. How would you feel?
Not very good. Probably feel like I was back in Arizona. Hey, ooh.
Cheeky Levy.
Ooh, cheeky lean.
Damn it.
It's okay.
Sorry.
You got the first part right.
I got cheeky.
Cheeky.
Would you tell the secrets that they wanted?
It depends on what the secrets were.
Like the
I don't really have very many secrets, though.
Password to the
though.
Robber?
Oh, no, never.
No, never give that away?
Never.
Got to keep your broadband speed quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She ain't paying the money for it. She's not going to, I'm guessing it would be a she. Or
well,
a
I don't know. I mean, I'm about to have a roommate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it your boyfriend?
It is my boyfriend.
Nice.
So if he were torturing me, that would be.
That would be something that your life has been about for since the age of.
Or it would be really like grounds for a breakup. One of the two.
Or you'd be way into it.
Right. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That would, mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Because he currently lives with two other dudes.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
One of them is my...
Which is a fun basement to be in.
I've never been there.
It's really fun.
I like all three of those guys a lot. We don't have to say their names.
Nope.
Especially the one that I work in a group with, because mm-hmm. he can go fuck himself.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll never be on this podcast. I'll tell you that much. It's called Matt Likes Girls. So
that's
why
true.
Why would LP... Oh, come on.
See, that was easy, and
yeah.
I didn't
it's
follow through with
we
it
because
it was too easy.
It's fun, though.
It is kind of fun.
It's kind of feminine. Kind of.
Yeah.
Feminine.
Sure.
Kind of. Feminine.
How many more?
Kind of feminine.
There you go.
I feel like I'm a voiceover actor, and I'm just giving different reads
you're
for kind of feminine.
Isn't that Meisner?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Are you an actor? You talk
I
about
was,
that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You learned the Meisner technique?
I learned of it.
You read a book about it? What?
God.
Damn it.
Oh, God.
This whole thing has been like pulling teeth.
Has it? I'm sorry.
It's been the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Has it really? Even your scrotum thing?
Yeah, this has been worse than that.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
You're worse than the torture.
This is why I've only been on three podcasts.
Is that why?
Probably.
I should have listened to those other podcasts.
It's awful.
I should have typed your name
yeah.
into
a search
iTunes,
engine.
Probably iTunes.
I don't know.
It would have probably come up. Do you not have your podcast on your iPod? Or
no.
Why not?
Why would I listen to
you
myself?
You don't listen?
I hate myself.
It's the best.
It's the worst.
No, it's awesome.
No.
I love it. I will listen to this probably after you leave.
Oh, God. If somebody made me watch a video of myself, I'd punch them in the face or
why?
Make me listen. I hate myself.
Then you need to get over that.
Well, not going to happen.
Never?
No, probably not.
So if you get married, you won't have a wedding video to watch later on in life?
I might have a video, but I would never watch it.
Then why pay for it if you're never going to watch it?
To have it.
Mm-hmm. Do you look at pictures?
Yeah, sometimes,
so okay,
but I don't enjoy it.
You never see a picture?
I look at the pictures
like, oh,
because
right.
of the other people in them, not because of
you
me.
You never look at yourself.
I don't like to.
Wow. You'd be a great vampire.
I would.
Yeah. I've been wanting to say that for a while. I didn't know if you'd take it. You'd be a great vampire.
You've been wanting to say that even before this?
Before I met you.
Oh.
Like the day before I met you, I thought, I bet I'm going to meet someone really soon who would
be
a great
vampire. Oh, okay.
So
not me specifically, just you wanted
It was in the ether. And okay. Then I met you the next day and I was like, bingo.
Ooh, there it is.
We did meet at bingo and I did have all five lines.
We did.
So, yeah.
And I was calling the bingo.
You were.
I was.
Remember that?
It was drag queen bingo.
It was drag queen bingo.
I was a substitute drag queen.
And I was like, this drag queen kind of looks like a real woman.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, that's what I said. But yeah. She's got that deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been kind of fun, right?
Has it just been the worst?
No, it's not okay. Been the worst. But I think...
But it's also not been the best.
To be I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem. And I don't think I'm being mean.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that I podcast with, I know better. And I don't know you very well. So it was mm-hmm. a lot more of a... And I don't have that, like, Marc Maron, like... I can talk to anyone all the time.
I feel like you're talking, though, and it's fine.
I got down on myself about halfway through the
podcast. You did. I think that's where it hit, because I thought you were doing just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I felt weird because we were kind of talking, and then we would go into little character stuff.
Well, that's what I do. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Listen, let's just apologize for the rest of this.
It's fine, everyone. I'm sorry that you listened.
We're sorry.
It's the worst.
We're sorry. We're the worst.
Oh, why did you even take the time to listen to this?
Aww.
You could have been listening to so many other things. The death screams of your child. Who knows? I got unneededly
sad. That got really dark.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say you had like a 5-year-old.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. It was about to die.
Yeah.
Would you want to hear it scream right before it died? That way you know you heard its last words? Or would you rather not hear the screams of your dying 5-year-old child? I ask that question of everyone that I bring on Matt Likes Girls. that's the one question that I ask everyone.
That's your Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can I ask some follow-ups or do I have to just answer?
Oh, sure, of course. Please.
So is this like I don't hear them because I'm not there, or is it that I just that it doesn't scream?
Your body goes into a weird sort of mode where you just stop hearing. Like,
oh no!
Out of panic.
No.
You got 4 more follow-ups. You might want to ask those 4 questions.
Oh really? Okay.
You might want to.
No, I think I'd want to hear it.
So you're gonna go with you'd want to hear the scream the dying screams of your 5-year-old child?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's probably right.
That's probably right. Yeah. There's probably a right answer and a wrong answer to this.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a 5-year-old again and it was dying, would you rather it die early in its 5th year or later in its 5th year? You get 5 follow-up questions.
Probably later. I always want things to live longer.
Okay.
Unless they're suffering. And then earlier.
Well, you didn't ask the question. You just answered it.
Well, that's fine.
You had
fine.
5 follow-ups.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your 5-year-old child, day before you find out what's wrong with it, it's dying, do you want to know what's wrong with it?
Yeah, what's wrong with my 5-year-old child?
By the time you have a 5-year-old child, fire ants, are you familiar with the red hot ants?
Yeah, I love
them.
They
have started burrowing in and getting into the bloodstream.
That doesn't happen.
No, but they've started it. It's evolution. They start burrowing in, and they can get in the bloodstream of people, and they just start eating you from the inside.
Your reasoning is faulty, and so I don't trust any
of
these.
No, they can.
No.
By the time you have a 5-year-old, this happens.
So I'll give you that.
So if you never have a 5-year-old, that will never happen.
Okay.
So if you have a 4-year-old, you have to kill it, or red ants are going to burrow into people's bloodstreams.
No.
No, it will happen.
No.
They have very small surfboards that they ride around in the bloodstream. And they just chew at people
small
from the inside.
Surfboards.
For little red ants.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, the personification of bugs.
Right?
I used to, when I was little, I remember we would play in the backyard, me and my friend Laura, mm-hmm. and she ran over a roly-poly.
What's a roly-poly?
I think people call them pill bugs. I don't know. It's the ones that roll up when they're scared.
Okay.
And she ran over one, and we got really upset, and we started gathering all the bugs from the yard to come look that they could go get help.
That's funny.
And we were waiting for the bug ambulance for hours.
Didn't come?
It never showed.
Is that you lost your innocence?
Yeah.
There was an ambulance in the background while there you were saying that.
That was it. That was the bug ambulance.
It finally came.
It's here.
Are you still friends with this girl?
No. It was one of those things where we were never really friends, but our moms were friends, always played.
Who is your oldest friend? Like, how long have you
known
him?
His name is Lance.
Okay.
And he is...
How long have you known him?
Since kindergarten.
Wow.
And I hated him until our senior year of high school.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he was kind of a douche.
Sure.
And I was very introverted, so we just didn't get along.
You?
And then...
Introverted?
Very. And then...
I don't see why.
And then he started acting more like himself, in other words, more gay.
Ah.
And I said, I like this guy. He's fun.
Yeah.
And then we were best friends, and we'd go get Star Wars toys, mm-hmm. and we'd hang out all the time.
Talk about boys.
Well, not yet, because he wasn't out yet. And then he came out... And everybody.
They do that fake, like, hitting on you because he should sort of thing? No.
Not at all.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Did you take offense to that?
No.
Or you were dating a man in a band at that point in time?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
They loved 420.
We all did.
See how I brought it around?
He loved. Full circle.
Hitler's birthday?
Hitler's birthday.
Oh, Hitler.
Ugh. What a guy.
No.
No?
No, don't ever say that. That's ridiculous.
How did I say I wanted to come across in this podcast, though?
I don't remember.
Really racist.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
and
not
just
really
altogether awful.
That's awful, yeah. You haven't been racist yet, I don't think. Do you want to just say that?
I lived in Wyoming for 2 years.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you racist.
Doesn't it?
No.
Have you ever lived in Wyoming?
No.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Is that like a form you fill out?
Well, that's part of the admission to the school.
The University of?
Wyoming.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Okay. I went to the University of Indiana.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm. Jealous?
Nope.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm glad that you haven't been racist this whole time.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything about kikes or anything? Or are you good?
Not at all.
Okay. I apologize.
I think it's implied.
Okay.
Okay.
In every voice that you use.
Yes.
Every character that you've ever done hates Jews.
And everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Even themselves?
Yeah.
They don't even love themselves?
Nope.
That's the worst.
Or the best.
All right. Let's say you have a 5-year-old kid.
Okay.
No, I'm done with it.
Aww.
This has been fun, right?
Yeah, I thought
so. You want to, should we do a recap?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it live here.
Okay.
So you came in.
Yeah.
You sat down. You peed, I would guess.
I did pee in your bathroom.
It was very quick, by the way.
I am a quick peer.
Okay. It's more of a... Okay. I was going to say something that was not appropriate. And I stopped.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say like more of like taking a shit, but with water. Like it just all came at once. I don't know. I don't know how the female body works.
No, you don't.
No. So then you came in there and we started talking. And then halfway through, I got down on myself.
Yeah, you did.
But then I think we brought it back.
I think...
And I can't really edit out me getting down on myself because I've referred to it like twice.
Yeah.
So it's kind of stuck in there.
And I referred to it at least once.
Yeah, you did. Which inside made me get sad again.
No.
Yeah, I'm very sad.
Matt, no.
I'm probably going to hurt myself.
No.
I'm going to go learn how to groom dogs. And
so that they
myself.
Can try to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brought that back as well.
You did.
I'm so good at this.
Full circle.
This is now your fourth podcast.
Would it fourth be or fifth, yeah.
You told me 3 earlier.
And then I was like, also Dates With Ever, which was kind of a podcast, but kind of a video cast.
All right, so 5 then? This is your 5th podcast?
Let's say 5th.
Can we rate them? Like, what was your favorite? Is that awkward because I'm here?
Well, no, it's not awkward because you're here. I would feel bad to the other podcasts because this has been so much better.
Clearly number 1.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you record other podcasts where you can clearly hear a saw in the background? Because someone's building a
That's
house that they've been doing for the last 2 years.
Why this is so great.
Yeah, you love saw.
I love saw. I love the series saw.
Yeah, you like to see saws.
I like seesaws.
You go to the Saw Expo every year at the Merchandise Mart.
At the Merch Mart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the Mercantile Exchange.
Both of them have great saw expos.
Yeah, there's a lot... Surprise, Chicago.
There's a lot to see with saws. I'm sorry.
I don't care. That was actually pretty good.
Nope.
Do you plug anything? You got anything you want to...
Well, I have a show tonight, but I don't know when this is going to air.
It's
going
to go up next Thursday.
Yeah. So.
Do you have anything next Thursday?
Yeah, somewhere. I forget.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I got shows.
Are you doing that Rena Calm show?
I got shows. No.
Oh, okay. I'm doing that tonight. So I'm not good. I'm not going to come to your show.
That's fine. Then you don't care about charity.
I'm doing tons of shows, all right? I don't have time for your
little
shit.
Listen, me too, okay?
Yeah?
We're so busy.
Are you?
We're so busy.
Yeah, you can check myself out on the internet.
There you go, me too.
Yeah, on Tumblr.
Ooh, mine's a Wix account.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's just another free website builder.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty good.
Is it better than Tumblr?
You're a lot about rating, and mm-hmm. I don't know.
I need everything to be rated.
Okay, then
Yelp.
Yeah.
I love Yelp for that reason.
Everything I do is better than. Let's just say that. If we're going to rate things, if you're going to force me to say it.
Everything's better?
Mm-hmm.
Your bedroom is better than mine?
Well, yeah.
Even I have a duck on a surfboard.
You have a dresser that won't open?
Well, it would if I moved it away from the bed.
But you can't.
I could.
Well,
I won't. I don't use it. I just have it.
Why?
I don't know.
Dressers are the best.
All my clothes are dirty, I think. Like, almost every clothes. Every clothes?
Almost every clothes
yeah,
is dirty.
Yeah, almost all of my clothes are dirty. Sad. I'm not good at cleaning them.
Mm.
Because Matt likes girls.
Matt likes girls.
And that's why girls don't like Matt.
Aww.
Because he doesn't clean his clothes.
I think girls like Matt.
Oh, no. Really?
Don't they?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
There's no point in me talking for real.
Oh, okay.
by this point in, there's no reason
there's
to get
no reason
sincere.
To start now.
No.
No way.
Not at all. I've had a miserable time.
I know.
I'm kidding. It's been really fun.
Well.
What'll I say to other people, though? That's the question. Do you want to act like you're someone else?
Yeah.
All right. Can I just give you...
Hey, what's up, Matt? I heard you had Lisa Loretta on your podcast.
You
How was
Lisa,
it?
You know Lisa Loretta?
I just heard.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of cool. Like, she was supposed to come around 1, and then she was late.
Oh,
and then,
what a bitch.
Yeah, right? And then she immediately has to use the bathroom at my
house.
Oh,
God, what a
and
dumb
I'm like,
bitch.
Like, what, you don't have a bathroom at your house?
Oh,
seriously.
God.
I don't like your use of the word bitch.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. And then, yeah, it was fine.
No, what a whore.
I won't remember it. Ever.
No.
After this conversation with you right now, I'll never remember it again.
I've already forgotten.
What are we talking about?
What?
This has been Lisa Loretta.
Oh,
no, this has been very fun. It has been fun.
Yay.
Do I have to, was that fake?
A little
bit.
It'll
be fun.
It's fun.
No, it has. It's been a really fun time. I think we covered the gamut of emotion.
We did.
And, yeah, no, it was a good time.
I thought so.
Okay, cool. Do you want to say goodbye to people?
Goodbye, people.
I will also say goodbye.
Girls like Matt Riggs.
Do they?
Yeah.
Prove it. No, that's weird.
Oh, sick. Right.
Oh, gross.
What?
No, they like me. Okay.
This is going to get weird.
Yeah. I could see this never ending. Like, I love that we've already
This is
sung
the
goodbye.
Song that never ends.
Oh, no. Where's Sherry Lewis?
Yep.
Are you one of the puppets?
Please. Can I be Hush Puppy?
Which one was Hush Puppy?
The dog.
There was a dog?
Yeah, there was a dog.
I remember there being like a jackass, like a mule. There was like a mule, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Lamb Chop.
Mm-hmm. And then the gray dog.
I don't remember the dog.
Hush Puppy.
I'm going to have to look that up on the internet.
Whatever. I'm going to be Hush Puppy. You can be whoever you want.
Did you ever watch a show, I forget the name of it, but this man named Commander Mark?
No.
He would teach you how to draw in like 3D.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
he was great.
Right?
Yeah.
I was looking that up on YouTube the other day.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yep.
I watched a lot of PBS growing up.
Sure. Zoobly Zoo?
A little bit.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't have. Like, I shouldn't have watched Barney, but I did
because
we didn't have
Barney,
real cable.
No, Barney
was
awful.
I was too old for Barney, but I watched it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have real cable.
Zoobly Zoo was good, though.
Zoobly Zoo. Mm-hmm. I always forget the name, but the one where the mannequins came to life at nighttime. Do you remember that?
The mannequins came to life
yeah.
at nighttime?
Midnight Special or something?
No, I don't know that one at all.
I don't remember the name of it. But, yeah, they had puppets, like this puppet, and the mannequins came to life at night.
Hmm.
I don't remember. I never remember the name. Whenever I talk about it, people are like, oh, it's this! And I'll be like, yes, that's it. I'm going to remember that forever. And then I never remember it the next
you
time.
You need to. You need to write it down.
Maybe I should get a tattoo.
Probably.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we say goodbye again? Or?
Probably.
All right, this time we'll actually leave.
5 more times.
Okay, so, yeah, no, let's just leave.
Bye.
Bye.